This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a McEwen's Scotch Ale, Category 90 Strong Scotch Ale. Taking a look, it has a tall beige head. It's a deep coppery brown color. Hold it up to a flashlight, get a nice deep garnet color, and can see it's very clear. Just in normal room light, it looks opaque. All that's good. Give it a 3. Smelling it. Has a big malty nose. Caramely. A little earthy. Moderately estuary. Not getting any hops. The maltiness has a sweetness to it, making it seem as the sweetness and the caramel sort of make it seem like the caramel candy. That sort of earthy edge is a little interesting, and the esters really complement the caramel. I'll give that an 11. Okay, taste it. It's malty sweet. Estuary, some alcohol. The malt is got a strong caramelized flavor. There's also a light smoke earth flavor in there. Not too high. It's really sort of a background flavor that sort of wraps around the caramel. Bitterness is maybe medium low. There's some alcohol in there that might give it a touch more of a bitter feel. The finish is full, malty, sweet, but not really cloying, syrupy. The caramel's multi-layered. It's got a toasty, nutty quality. That malty sweet flavor really lasts throughout. I mean, from the first taste through into the aftertaste. Leaving you with an overall sweet impression. Even though, the sort of the flavor says sweet, but the finish, doesn't really register that way. It's not sort of a tongue-coating sweetness. The deep caramelized flavors dominate, and I like that they're multi-layered and, the interplay between the caramel, the esters is very nice. Give it a 18. Mouthfeel. It's full-bodied, sort of chewy, medium-light carbonation, smooth, moderately warming. It's not burning. But I do get a little bit of alcohol bitterness in the flavor, so a little extra age probably wouldn't hurt. But, it doesn't strike me as sharp. So I give that a 5. Certainly the body seems to be what a lot of judges would probably expect. So overall, it has rich caramelized flavors. And, the lower bitterness in the balance give it a sweet feel that I think probably will resonate pretty well with most judges when they think about the style. It has some of that earthiness. It's not overtly smoky, but it's not like a clean character, so that little bit of earthy quality is fairly typical in ales from Scotland. The ester level of this is high as the style goes. It's higher than quite a few of them. I actually sort of like the way the esters interact with the caramelized malt sweetness. Gives it quite a bit of character. The malty, caramely flavors are complex and deeply flavored. And you have the impression of some strength to it. It is an 8% beer. Scotch ales aren't usually over the top in alcohol. I mean, they can be quite strong, but most of them are, you know, in a, you know, restrained range. You know, 8% is a big beer. And you can tell it's a big beer, but it's not, you know, it's not a knockout beer. So it's definitely a sipper. The caramel and esters are, you know, worth some note. It sort of defines one end of the style range that it can be that estery and you know, the sweetness can be seemingly that high. So it's always worth looking for examples that help define the boundaries of a range, as well as the best examples that nail the middle of it. So very good beer. Totals up to a 46, since I give it a 9 in the overall impression. It's the McEwen Scotch Ale, Category 9E Strong Scotch Ale.